7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Right, well, I guess we all know that that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And we're happy about that. Why? Because that's the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh yes, once again, it is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. The same thing we do every single day without a break, without exception, at 1930 UTC every day. Yeah, I'm awesome. So what am I doing? I'm pouring tea. Oh, look at it. Because it's a thing that I do. I drink tea. Who am I, you might be asking, especially if you're a new listener of the Dubious Goals Committee. Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and welcome. Welcome to the Dubious Tea Drinking Committee. That's my goal at this very second. And my teapot's making crazy noises. Oh, it was better than that. Yeah, that's not as crazy as it was. Anyway, here we are. Here we are. Being dubious, drinking tea. It's another beautiful frozen day. Here in the plains. In the plains states. It's sunny. But it is cold. It is cold, and there is lots of snow on the ground still, and the sun is shining on the snow, which is shining into my eyes and trying to make me blind. Ooh, I'm getting a headache just from the sunlight.
Well, stop staring into the sun, Tobe.
I'm not staring into the sun. I'm just trying to look at the ground, but I can't look at the ground because of snow, reflection, sunlight, la la la. But the truth of the matter is, I have been staring at a lot of lights lately. I have been staring into light a lot in the last 24 hours, or 23 and a half hours, or however long it's been since you've last heard my dulcet, mellifluous tones of my voice. Oh, y'all. Yeah, what have I been doing? I think I have a new thing. I think this has become a new thing for me. But yeah, last night, I got into some more of that weird business, that new thing that I'm doing, where I'm driving around listening to electrical signs. Yes, I did this again last night. I went out at about 7 o'clock p.m. when it was nice and dark, but it was cold. And I decided to not drive all over town. I'm just going to drive up the strip. You know, I live pretty close to a rather main street. This would be 90th Street here in my lovely city. And in my neighborhood, in this sort of stretch of 90th Street that I live next close to, is, how do you describe it? It's basically a fast food strip. And there's some retail shops, and there's some bars and fast food, and there's various businesses, including some gas stations and stuff, and a church, etc., that all have LED signs. And anyone who listened to yesterday's episode knows that modulated LED signs are doing great and beautiful musical things. And this is what I did. I drove on 90th Street just to Blondo, just from about Ames Street to Blondo. This is probably not a half a mile altogether. And in this half mile of strip, there is a lot of signage, and there are about four or five, maybe half a dozen really nice LED signs that I went out and I checked out last night. Except I was kind of being dumb. The first thing I did is I went to this one that's right on the corner of my doctor's old office, and I even got out of the car and walked right up to it, holding the little thing up next to it, and I couldn't get a sound out of it. Got back in the car, and then the next thing I found was great. I went to the dentist office at the corner of 90th and Blondo, and that sign was making beautiful music. And I thought, wow, this is awesome. And so then I went to, I don't even remember what sign I checked next. I checked a couple of others, and they were really nice. And then I went to the Dragon's Lair, and their open sign was pretty good. And I might go back to capture that one, because that might be my new thing. This might be my new thing. My new thing might be driving around and making field recordings of all these signs, because they make such beautiful music. So anyway, I started getting cold, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to head home. And so, right at the base of, well, not quite, well, sort of, well, kind of, well, no. There's this church at the end of the street, where my street, well, it's not really my street, but where my neighborhood lets out onto 90th Street is this church. And it's one of those, you know, I don't want to say new age church, but it's one of those, we're open to everybody and all things and all kinds of people sort of church, and nobody knows what religion it exactly is. But anyway, I parked directly under that sign, and boy, did things start getting nuts. It was so great that I decided to record this sign, and we're going to listen to the recording that I made last night right now. So let's see if we can punch this in here somehow. How does this work? How do I make it go? Oh no. No, Tobe, you didn't. Yes, I did. I erased the recording. Oh no, I just Well, that's okay. I guess that just gives me an excuse to go out later today, tonight, and do some more recording. Oh, no. Why did I do that? Or I suppose we could go try to record it right now. Should we have a little field trip? Should we go out in the field, do some field recording? Am I going to be able to get a good parking space underneath the sign? I don't know. Yeah, okay, fine. Let's just go for it. Somebody hit the magic button. I need to magically transport to the church. Pachango! And here we are. I am parked in the church parking lot facing the sign from the other side, actually, because I'm worried that the ambient light, the sunlight, which is shining directly in that direction, is going to mess things up. But we're going to test it out anyway. I'm hooking up the thing, the magic detector, and now we're going to point it at the sign. Give me some gain. No, we're not gonna get anything because the sunlight is ruining it all. No, wait, do we know this thing is working? Oh, we've got no way to test it in here because Oh, I feel terrible. I had a good show lined up for once. Come on, pick that up. Now I'm cranky and mad. I gotta unplug this thing. Okay, well, I guess the good news is tune in tomorrow for my recordings of lots of LED signs, including this beautiful church sign that I'm parked under, and maybe the dentist office sign, and who knows?
how many other signs? Well, just looking up the street here, we got Sonic across the street, but their sign doesn't appear to be on. I gotta look behind me. No, don't look behind you, Tobe. Oh, see, I just saw something that I didn't want to see. What did I see? Abelardo's. You need to understand that this church is right next to Abelardo's. And I am not 30, well, maybe 40 meters away from the drive-thru. And I could order some tacos if I wanted to. All right, what else is up there? Razzie's Deli has a sign. The dentist's office has a sign. We can check the Dragon's Lair sign. Seems like there's one more that I'm forgetting. But anyway, that's what we'll do tonight. I will come out here at around 7 o'clock, and I will record more signage. And we can listen to traffic driving by on 90th Street. Oh, listen. Oh, yeah, and look at this. The Village Idiot that they tore down is now a laundromat. They got a dumpster in the back of their parking lot. I really want to dig through that dumpster. Oh, wait, I got to do dubious goals committee. There's no dumpster diving today, Tobe. We can do that tonight. But there's still pie signs in the laundromat window. Free pie. No, I don't think so. I do not think you have free pie at the laundromat. Anyway, well, we could sit here in the church parking lot all day, or we could go back home. Let's go back home, and let's warp there. In 3, 2, 1. And we're back. Here we are, back in the lovely studio. You know, the studio with the tea. Poor tea, Tobe. Well, I gotta tell ya, I'm pretty disappointed in myself. I hate it when I'm a victim of my own stupidity. But maybe I shouldn't feel bad. Because this gives me something to do tonight. Now I can go out and listen to some signs. And, being as now I know where the good ones are, now I can make some quality recordings. Some of last night's recordings was a little sketchy at best, and you know, so now that I know what I'm doing, we can go out and get the good stuff. Because, like I said, this might be my new thing, and I just thought of something. This might be my new hobby, and as soon as I thought of, is this your hobby? That reminds me of one of my favorite lines from Kuma Miko. Where the bear says to the Miko, is this your hobby? While she's chopping wood. It's a long story. It doesn't make any sense unless you see the buildup to the line. But, oh my God. Yeah, so I drove home thinking, is this your hobby? And you might be glad to know that I did escape without having to be sucked into the black hole that is Abelardo's. Although I kind of was thinking, you know, carnitas tacos today, that might be pretty good. No carnitas tacos today. Anyway, real quick, I want to do one thing. In case anybody missed the action from yesterday, I'm going to put the little magic new toy. We still haven't thought of a name for this thing. I'm going to put it in front of my LED binary clock so you can get an idea of what these LED signs sound like. Here we go. All right. That's a good spot. Give it some gain. And as interesting as that sounds, you should hear these signs, because it's even more harmonically rich. It's a beautiful thing. All right, let's take that away, put it over here, and turn it off. Which means unplug the battery, because of course, like a lot of things, I failed to put a power switch on it. Why? Because that just adds another $3 of cost and labor. So anyway, what are we going to do today? We're halfway through the show, and we're out of the material because Tobe accidentally erased the recording because he was being flaky and half asleep and dumb. Good job, Tobe. Oh, I'm a terrible person. Oh, wait. I remember something that I did want to do. We got to check out all these other remote controls. So let me grab these. We got to see what these sound like. And, oh my God, they all take different size batteries. I got some double A's over here, I think. Got the triple A's here. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's put some batteries in here and turn this back on. And what do we got? Oh, nice. Okay, that's a Hitachi brand, and that seems to all do the same thing for the various buttons. I'm now putting some AAA batteries into a KLH. Is that Dutch? Am I thinking of KLM? There we go. Slightly different. But definitely that lovely Atari Square Wave that we all love that are in our 8-bit hearts. Okay, next remote control. And this is going to be the last one because that other one takes 3 batteries and I only have 2. So we're going to stick this in here and hit it. Pretty much the same. No special buttons, making special noises. Nope. Okay, so these are pretty much regular straightforward remotes. I've got this other thing. I've got this other remote. It's actually a remote VCR programmer. And I bought it off of a clearance table at a Radio Shack, I think. Well before they closed, but I thought, hey, this might come in handy for something. And so now I got to get some batteries. I'm back to buying batteries because my rechargeable batteries finally died. And take these out. So I'm running on regular alkalines today, or when we are mobile. So we got to buy some more rechargeable batteries. That's like, gotta put that on the list. It's important. It's about carbon footprint. I'm a terrible battery user. I go through batteries like a battery going through machine. And we gotta be careful. We can't make any carbon footprints because that's like making your refrigerator greasy. That's like getting greasy fingerprints on your refrigerator. And boy, are you going to get it now because our mom just pulled up. What? Give me something. Quick, fast. Slap.
Boy, are you going to get it now? What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast. Here, 409 works fast.
Oh, yeah? Shut up.
Before you start to wipe.
409. Doesn't matter how fast you wipe, Kirk. You're a greasy little monkey. What does 1981 mom think? Does it shine or not?
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just being greasy in 1981. One of the greasiest years ever. I'm gonna sneeze, but first I need some Mick Jones. Hey, Mick. Play guitar. Yeah.
horses are on the track. There's a neon sign going around. When the hits start flying, you gotta get down. All the young people dance on the square. The old time groove is really nowhere. So when you reach the bottom line, the only means of through is time. Pick yourself up off the floor. The horses are on the track. They've been doing it down at the zoo, and I can show you. Here's what to do. All of the states and over UK, even the Soviets are swinging away.
Actually, we're not going to go to part two. Sorry, Mick, but we don't have time to do part two of The Bottom Line. Maybe tomorrow? But that was Big Audio Dynamite. You should have recognized that, and probably most of you did. And so, yeah. I'm sitting here thinking that I'm an idiot. I wish I would not have erased that thing that I recorded. But like I said, at least I have something to do tonight. I promise there will be a good show tomorrow. And we'll get back into the bleep bloop stuff soon, too. I've been a little lazy the last couple of days. I don't know what's up. I just... So anyway, what else am I thinking about building? What do I have to make? What am I doing? Well, you know, this whole thing, this little light thing has distracted me so much. But now I can't remember. Oh, yeah, one thing we need to do is to box up the central office. Could I do that today? Do I have something that I could put that in? I've got a couple of jacks I could use. I could cannibalize some jacks. And then what about that box? Could I just cannibalize that whole box? It seems like that'll be too much work. I've got small cans. I've got the tuna cans. I've got like some pepper cans, but that's no way to get good stuff in there. Can't get jacks on there. I don't know. What should I do? Should I box up the central office? I could always put it in a tuna can. You know, there's no controls. There's just two holes for the jacks. Trigger in and audio out. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that is something I could do today. Could I do that? It's a metal can. Am I going to be able to put that board in that can without shorting it? There's no way to build any standoffs. I could just hot glue it in, which would be a pain if I want to try to ever get it out again. And I got to power the thing. It still has the two little button cells. And it doesn't have a battery holder. Although I do have a AA or a AAA battery holder I could use. I just don't have any AAA batteries except for those two. The two rechargeables that we were putting in the remote controls, which I'm trying to save for when the pocket operator needs them. So I don't have... And I've gotten away from my recording project, too. This stupid light thing has distracted me from some ongoing projects that I need to... Do I need to focus on them, really? Are these projects really important? Is my recording career... Is my dark, ambient, drone, lowercase music career all that important? Good Lord, no, it isn't. It's just another stupid whim. It's just a product of all this other stupid stuff that I'm doing. Oh, I have to build all these stupid things that make noise, and I have to hook them up all together. Oh, and if I'm going to do that, then I better record some music. No, none of this has to happen. Absolutely none of this has to happen. Am I having fun doing it? I want to say yes, but if I'm having fun, why don't I want to do it? Or why don't I want to do more of it? I find myself sitting here at night going, oh, what do I feel like doing? Oh, I could make music. No. Now, see, if that was a fun thing to do, I'd be like, yeah, I could. That'll be fun. I'll do... I'm having so much fun. I don't know. I'm still having this massive artistic crisis. Do I really want to do anything at all? Shouldn't I just be watching my football game? Wait a minute. Am I missing a football game? Hey, is that starting right now? Yeah, because Dubious Goals Committee is about to end. And where's my game? Has it started yet?
More positive COVID tests, making it the third Premier League game postponed.
Burnley and Fulham has been postponed.
Thankfully, we do get a game today. It's a good one, too.
Yes.
Last year's title winners on the pitch, currently at the top of
the
table.
Oh, look who's walking onto the field. It's Mohamed Salah. The game is about to start, and that means I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, where I forget... and accidentally erase the important recordings that you were supposed to hear at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta watch some football, so I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.